This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, continue to say, will not stop saying, get involved in the conversation. You really need to be. And once you get informed, open your mouth and do something with it. No joke, I'm serious. But make sure you're informed. It's just like the shooting. We were talking about the shooting earlier. And I kept saying, look, let's wait and see what happens. Let's wait till we get the information we need so we can make an honest and real, you know, determination as to what, you know, what the facts are. Truly what the facts are, not kind of sort of what the facts are. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, if you headed out for Memorial Day, which is Monday, you know, I said, who was it? Who was I with? Oh, Sam Malone from the Sam Malone Show. Gets him out of Houston every morning, 4 hours. Don't know how he does it. Can't imagine even trying to get out of bed for that. But with the... it's just interesting. Because even he was saying, you know, Memorial Day. What is Memorial Day? Memorial Day is supposed to be about those people who gave it all for us. For us to screw it up and blow it up like they're doing now, right? I mean, seriously. Memorial Day for those that really, in most cases, went to fight for the freedom of others, well, including ourselves, but for others as well, and never came back. I hate to say it, but it ain't barbecue and beer day. But it's cool that we could do that. Can you imagine what it's like under, you know, Little Kim's regime over there in North Korea? You know, if you're not honoring the day the way he wants you to, what do you think it'd be like then? Right? Now, the record high prices are going to keep people from really doing what they want to do on Memorial Day, what they're used to doing. You know, we Americans love to get our cars and go and enjoy this beautiful, wonderful country. Almost 40 million people are expected to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. But man, it's going to be one of the most expensive weekends on record. Well, what it's going to cost you to fill your tank up. Many Americans are eagerly anticipating their first Memorial Day in 3 years without federal COVID-19 restrictions. Think about that one. In 3 years. But the gas prices, they ain't coming down anytime soon. Matter of fact, in California, they'll actually go up here shortly. And one of the reasons they're going to go up It's because California requires in the summertime a different, more expensive gas mixture, and they're not willing to freeze it. Really. So you will see, if you're in California especially, you're going to see a whole bunch of money going out the door on these drives where you want to go, who you want to see. It's just tough. Now, I think over 70 people in this survey, 70% of the people, said that their summer travel plans have been affected by the historic gas prices, up to nearly three times what they were a year ago. And it's not just gas prices Americans have to worry about this weekend. The cost of Memorial Day barbecue will also be among the highest in decades. I mean, think about it. Again, I can only base this mostly on California, where our food has gone up almost 40% in 2 years. It was over 9% in 1 year alone. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of hot dogs, my God, can't do it with hot dogs, and hamburgers, other normal food staples from Memorial Day weekend, are up 7%. And some are 15%, depending on where in the country you're at. Propane, God, you got about 50 million outdoor grills in the United States, give or take. Or I should say close to 50 million outdoor grills that are supplied by propane is up about 26% from 2021. I mean, come on, think about that. Now, I realize that most of you won't use a whole 5-gallon can of propane, so it's going to cost you a whole bunch more. But still, as a whole, that's a lot of money. And then you've got, all right, breathe, Joe. You've got Joe Biden, who really doesn't give a sweet Mary something or other about whether or not you're paying more for gas and oil or any of that to speak of. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell went off on the president and the Senate floor for comments that the president made during a press conference in Japan. That this is helping us transition, this will force us to transition, basically, into new forms of energy, renewable energy. Look, people, even if you believe in this 100%, we don't have the infrastructure for it. Don't you think we ought to put that in place first? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Guess who's up next? That's right. Sonia Schmidt joins me after the break. You're listening to The Joe Mazzini Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back
wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Hi.
We are back. Well, I'm back anyway. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The way you do that is you listen to shows like mine, you get informed, and then you get off your duff and actually do something more than nothing. Really that, I mean, seriously, people, it's really that simple. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, head over to the website, JoeMazzina.com, JoeMazzina.com, where you can sign up for the email blast. If you want text notifications at the show, text alerts at the show starting, you want to text 77222. No, I knew it was going to screw this up. Text GOJO to 77222. That's GOJO to 77222. Let me bring her on because she got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and going through some of this crazy stuff that's going on. Sonya?
Are you there?
It's too crazy. I'm not.
Who's crazy? What are you talking about?
What's going on in our world, in our country, is so crazy. As you know, I've just retreated and been immersed in the Johnny Depp trial.
Or what is my grandson? That about?
My grandson called Johnny Deep.
Yeah. So Johnny Depp. I mean, is he going to? I don't even know what this thing's all about. How do you like that?
Well, it's a defamation case. Yeah, his ex-wife came out and accused him of being a wife beater and a rapist, and he decided that he wasn't going to take it, and he's going to sue her for defamation of character. And so, although her lawyers would tell you this is a First Amendment case. It doesn't matter if you're lying or not. You have the right to say it.
That's what her lawyers are saying?
Basically, yeah. That's what they're not saying. She's not lying. Because you can't. You can't dispute. This woman is lying like a rug. She's completely unlikable. I can't think of any other female character. I mean, I didn't follow the Imelda Marcos thing, but I heard that she was pretty hateable. But this woman is so unlikable. I've had to call people and go, is it me or is it... No. She is just a very... She appears to be, lest I get sued for defamation, she appears to be an incredibly sick human being who's suffering from histrionic personality disorder and borderline personality disorder. And but the beauty of this case, though, is people like Obama, and she came out with these allegations during the hashtag MeToo movement. And consequently when her first big movie was coming out. So I think she thought she was going to just like jump on this bandwagon. People like Obama said I think Biden said this too, all women must be believed. And I'm like, as a woman myself, me personally, I am one of those. And you better not believe everything I say. So she thought she was going to ride on that wave of the hashtag MeToo movement and all women should be believed. And here's this one man standing up and going, mm-mm. And I think it's going to be because of that. I think it's going to be a very important case for men and boys to realize that they can fight back against women who lie and accuse them of things that they didn't do, because right now they don't have a leg to stand on, and it's very sad.
You know, when they start getting involved in all that Me Too and what have you, you know, I've talked about this a million times, how disingenuous that truly was.
Oh, absolutely.
The way it went down, you know.
That's why you don't hear anything about it now.
Yeah.
So that movement has come and gone, and now this girl's sitting on trial. That was only to, in my opinion, it was only to take Trump down, and it didn't work, so they moved on.
Yep. No, again, you know, you look at all that stuff, and when it comes out of Hollywood, depending on where it starts and who's talking about it, the sad part about it is that someday, right, I mean, or some issues you find out are true, and a lot of that does go on, but we're so skeptical about it, are we really going to believe it the first time around next time? You know?
She's doing, this Amber Heard woman is doing a lot of harm towards women who are truly experiencing domestic violence. And you can read the comments on this trial, and a lot of those women do chime in, and they smell her out like a a rotten, you know, they can tell right away she's lying, and that she's doing harm to their cause. So I think the sooner that we start making sense of this and stop believing all women, and you have to, I think that women also have, I don't know how to say this, but they do need to take care of themselves when something like this happens. They do need to feel that they can tell people, or they can go to the police, or they can at least tell their girlfriends. I mean, none of this stuff Amber did. I mean, it was to take pictures. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to potentially help yourself. And I know in all cases, you can't get out of there because, you know, if you're financially beholden, if you have children and all that, what are you going to do? You got to figure it out. I had an ex once who slept with one eye open because he knew he did me so wrong, and he wasn't abusive, but I was going to kill him. I was going to kill him. See, black women, we boil grits, and then we wait for you to go to sleep. So
no, that's like Italian women. Well, I should say that's like Sicilian women too. They're the same way, right?
Uh huh.
There's a saying that the only thing more dangerous than the Sicilian woman is a shotgun, and even that's a toss up.
Exactly. So we just wait. We just boil some grits and wait for you to go to sleep, and it's over. So I don't understand why people stick around as long as they do, and I'm sure they have their reasons. And I guess if you have young children and no income, you know, what are you going to do? But this woman was not that. She was not that at all.
Well, speaking of whacked women, okay, let's talk about one of your favorites.
Uh-oh.
Stacey Abrams.
Oh, my gosh. See?
She is so... Have you heard some of the stuff she's been saying lately? They've had...
Well, I heard she put down her own state.
Yeah. Oh, no. But the better one is this. Now, I don't know how much dope you have to smoke to have this make sense. But she said, even though there was more than a record turnout in Georgia of voters, okay? I mean, like, something like they've never seen before. Uh-huh. Even with the voter ID laws in place, she still claims that voter suppression took place.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? It just doesn't stop with her.
They got one thing. They're not really smart people, the left. So if you take their usual talking points away from them, they have nothing. It doesn't matter what's right in front of their face. It doesn't matter what's logical. They're going to repeat the same stupid crap.
Well, I don't know. You know, again, it's back to them trying to just play on the same old mantra. People are buying or must be buying. It wouldn't work. Got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. For those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide, we've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come see your host. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Please, 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 okay? Let's not be stupid about it. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution. But if you really want to know what the solution is all about, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She's got a solution for everything. Don't you?
Now, I got an opinion about everything. I do not have the solution, nor do I have the energy to fix everything in this country.
Oh,
right,
come
now, so.
On. I was going to take a couple weeks off and let you deal with it.
Oh, thank you so much. But, you know, I think your audience, they must get engaged, but don't feel overwhelmed. And just pick one thing that sings to you, that, you know, plucks at your heartstrings, and work on that. I know it feels like whack a commie mole right now, that after you get one thing, another thing pops up and you can never catch up with this. Because they are in full swing. The left has been planning this Marxist move for a very, very long time, and we're just now catching up to it, so we have a big job to do. But don't overwhelm yourself, people, but do something. You know,
no, that's a great way to put it. I mean, really, truly, find the one thing that really kind of turns you on. It's your thing, it, you know, and mm-hmm. presses all your buttons, and go for it. Help people
go
out with
it.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things you should help, I mean, look at Stacey Abrams did it. And she became governor, even though Republicans stole 52,000 votes from her, she said. So,
so crazy.
I know, right? And she still, and she was the one that recently said, I think I told you this already, that even though there's been a record turnout, I mean, like, breaking all records with voter ID. Now, they said with voter ID, that it would keep people. You know what's really, you and I talked about this a million times. I just love it because I think it's so funny, because it's like blatantly in your face. She said that voter ID would keep black folks from voting because they didn't, you know, they don't know where to go get an ID. Some of them have no way to get, I guess you people haven't learned how to drive yet, or you don't make enough money to have a mule, a horse, or nothing like that.
Need a white man to help us get an ID, however you spell it. That's the most ignorant. But the left gets away with that.
I know.
I don't know if they honestly believe it. I guess they do believe it. Otherwise, how could you say crazy stuff like that. You know, the good thing about Stacy is even though she's crazy, she is beautiful.
Really?
I'm being sarcastic.
I was going to say, I was going to put your contact lenses in.
She's just a lovely, soft, you know. That was,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. She's definitely like squishy, but not to say, you know. Anyway, So apparently she got sideways with some people because she told the black farmers that they don't need to be on a farm. Don't let them keep you on the farm. When did farming become such a bad thing to be?
Well, I've seen this over the years, and I have an issue with it only because my family comes from Georgia, and they had a huge, hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating here, hundreds and hundreds of acres of farmland. And they raised hogs that they sold to Farmer John's, and they raised tobacco. So they were very, very affluent black people. When my uncle went to town to sell his wares, they called him Mr. Crawford. He was very well respected because he was a very affluent businessman. So, his children, and he had nine of them, eventually did not go into farming, but parceled that land out, and now they have, divided into homes and townhouses and all that. Nevertheless, look what these children were able to do with that farm money and that land.
Right.
So, but I think that we connect farming to forced labor, a.k.a. slavery, that people like Stacey Abrams don't know the difference. They don't understand that it is not only is it a serious business, it's a hard business. I don't know that people really respect what it takes, the work that it takes to go into farming on a daily basis. It's amazing. And then how you have to be connected with market prices and you're hiring people. Here it is. You're doing something that Democrats don't typically do, is that you're actually signing a paycheck.
Yep.
So
I'm with you. So I look at this really stuff and go, you know, why do they demean it? Why do they make it sound
because
so bad?
Farming, like, because farming sounds like slavery to them.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Right. Good right. On. I mean, if you're a black woman and you're really good at cleaning houses, you better not be, you know. Black. It's just like there's too much stigma that's connected to being a maid. And just like farming for the left. They wanted to listen. I know some black men who have incredibly successful janitorial businesses, but the left would have them believe that they're doing something that's subservient, that they're just being a janitor, and we're trying to rise above that, don't you know? They'd rather us be drugged out rappers and athletes who have no moral compass than to own our own businesses if it's a janitorial service.
I'm so glad you said that because it's true. You hear them constantly. You know, I know people too. I know a couple of guys of color that have not just janitorial businesses. You know, some of them are like handymen, and they're making decent
exactly.
money. One guy is a dog washer. I mean, why do we look down on these things, man? He's paying his bills. He's got a you know. I don't get it. I don't get why that makes...
Well, it's funny because I don't think dog washer has the sort of stigma, black stigma to it. But if you're talking about traditional jobs from the past, like janitors, maids, slavery, those anything that smells of that, the left goes off on. But I tell you, I've known some very, very strong businessmen who had janitorial services. I knew one guy who had an independent service, and he wound up cleaning airplanes. This guy took a team in, and, I mean, he had a very, very big contracts. You know, who does that? But he's supposed to be ashamed of that because he's not a rapper.
Yeah, but that's the other thing too, is that the rappers, the musicians, the performers,
athletes,
they're seen as almost gods in certain communities,
right.
aren't they?
Oh, you could be a poet. You could be a black poet making nothing and have higher esteem, be esteemed higher than if you had a janitorial business.
Oh, God.
No, we are our own worst enemies. And people like Stacey Abrams, if she made a comment like that, she really doesn't know what she's talking about, and she doesn't help. I mean, I really wish that she could meet... I mean, my family is incredible.
Oh, you don't think that would help, do you? I mean, she's got an ideology. She's got that ideology gene.
Mm-hmm. Nothing can help that. And it's too easy to be stupid, you know? if you're in a crowd that esteems you and all of you are stupid, then you don't have to strive for more. I often talk about my liberal sister on your show. I mean, she's the queen of liberal, and but also doesn't have to know anything. So the other day she made a trip down to L.A. and she doesn't really live that far from L.A. But she went into L.A. proper, and she goes, "Oh my God, you could not believe all the homeless people." I'm like, are you serious? You and your people are the reason this exists. She goes, "It used to be bad, but it's not never been this bad before." I'm like, how do you get to live in a shell like that? How do you get to live in a bubble, in a cave, not knowing anything and not knowing how it got there? And you see these liberals with their helmets on, and they're riding their bicycles past all these.
Don't forget the mask and the mask
and
the mask.
And their mask, and they're just like pedaling through, like, "Ain't it a beautiful day?"
God bless.
It's the craziest thing you have ever seen, Joe. And they are riding past literally miles of homeless people.
Yeah. And it's wonderful. Life is wonderful. Life is good. Everything's good.
Yeah, they think these people are free. It's disgusting what they think is okay. They really don't care about people. I've come to that conclusion. They don't care about babies. They don't care about humans. They only care about themselves and their lifestyle. And wait till the left turns on them, and they won't know what to do.
Oh, they don't. Not a clue. Not a clue. You're exactly right. All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia after the break.
Can you believe she was shocked by all the homelessness?
Yes, I do. Nothing.
The amount of times I have to...
Nothing shocks me anymore. Sorry.
The amount of times I have to bite my tongue. They have...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the Answer Strike. Them fighting words, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As I say, get involved. Right? Get informed, get involved, find your passion, and go for it. If you don't go, I mean, seriously, if you don't go for it, people, then you get what you deserve. Stop complaining about, my God, stop complaining about those people that are in office if you don't do anything to change it. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, Sonya, right now in the California, you ready for this one?
No.
With everything that went down in Texas, we've got two things happening in California that should freak you out. One is Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors are looking at an ordinance to keep, ready for this one, armed deputies and armed police off of school campuses.
Okay.
All right? Isn't that wonderful?
Sounds about right for California.
Oh, God, these people are sick. Anyway. So that's what they're talking about. And now you look at this and you say, it can't get any worse, right? Why would they do something like this in the middle of everything that's going on?
Right.
The state now is looking to pass a law. Right? What do you think of that? To keep armed, not just armed guards, but armed sheriffs and armed policemen
inspectors
on campus. It's right. Like you want to shoot yourself in the head and say, are you people for real? Come on, this is a joke, right? Because you were talking about this a little earlier during the break. They're so disconnected from reality, they have no idea.
Well, okay, this issue, in my opinion, is twofold. The gun thing, mm-hmm. and who was it, Rahm Emanuel? I mean, I guess he's quoting Saul Alinsky, but never let a good crisis go to waste. So, I mean, if you really want to dig into my conspiracy theory head, I don't doubt that. I don't know. I think that some of these shooters are influenced by people who really want to, they call it gun control, kind of like they call abortion the right to a woman's right.
Yeah, reproductive health rights. Yeah,
exactly. Now, you have the useful idiots. The left, like my sister, who I spoke about earlier, who really thinks that she can do better for the world if she pushes for gun control and maybe some of these children wouldn't get... But she doesn't know she's working for the bigger cause, which is to remove guns from Americans. Our guns are the only thing that's keeping America from turning into to North Korea or Cuba or... you know? So the goal is not for the safety of the kids. It has nothing to do with AKs, although they use anything that they can say that sounds reasonable. But the ultimate goal, just like the ultimate goal for health care, when they say, you know, everybody has the right to health care, and when Obamacare came out and people thought that was a good thing, they didn't understand that the through line to that was global health care, which is what they're pushing for now, if anybody's been watching this story about what's going on in Davos. And so the ultimate goal is control over our lives. Well, America's kind of tough because we own guns. But the one way that they can secure their global ambitions is to remove guns and to starve us out, basically. That's how it's been done in the past. Why should we not believe it's going to happen to us?
Well, these sick pieces of work did a protest in front of the NRA that's having its convention in Houston. Now, some people say they should have canceled the convention. I don't see why. And I'm not trying to be cold, but, you know, truly...
The NRA has nothing to do with that shooting. So why would they cancel it?
Right. So you got 5 million members. Not one of them has ever been accused of being part of this thing. But anyway, the pro-gun control, which is what they're calling themselves, they brought pictures of these dead kids. They brought pictures of kids killed by guns to the protest. And I'm thinking to myself, you're really sick people. I mean, talk about being insensitive. This shooting just went down. And
no,
you show up
they
at
have
the NRA?
If you're looking at the left for sensitivity, you're looking up the wrong tree-hugging tree, you know? They don't have it. They're not... They're godless, soulless ghouls.
Yeah. So I've heard that somewhere before.
they're only play-acting at being human, all right? So they mess up from time to time. They don't really know how to... They're trying to be human. They're trying to do what pro-lifers have done and show pictures, I guess, at abortion clinics of what truly goes on. But what they're doing is not connecting the dots. NRA... I saw a cute thing today on Facebook, and they said when Cain killed Abel, I guess that's the way, with the rock, God didn't ban the rock, you know?
That's true.
So it's just ridiculous. What they're doing is they're not letting a crisis go to waste, and what their ultimate goal is to get rid of guns.
Yep.
Just guns, period. And my sister's like that. She didn't let her son play with guns. And to be honest, I think some of this aggression...
Go ahead, say it. Because you're right.
I think that this aggression that's happening with boys has to do with a lot of things, and one of them is us from the 70s removing boyhood and things that are natural, like playing with guns, playing cowboys and Indians, playing war. The things that, you know, we started laying in the toxic male mantra way back in the 70s and telling men that there's something wrong with them. And then we put video games in front of their faces that look absolutely real. Some people will argue that point that had nothing to do with it, but
no,
when you desensitize a person to any person, when you desensitize them to something, and the left has removed everything positive. You can't pray in school. They removed God from the our society. You know, it's just the left never replaces anything with anything good. All they're about is removing, taking, destroying. What is the enemy here to do? Oh, kill, steal, and destroy.
That's it.
Who sounds like they're doing more of that than anybody else? So they do that, and they target children, as we have seen. They target children, and I'm not surprised that they're so hopeless. That, and then they've locked them up for the past 2 years because of some disease, some virus that wouldn't kill them if it tried.
Right. No, and they're taking more and more away from them, and they're scaring them even more and more. The kids are getting to the point where, you know, everything they know to be truth, everything they know to be right, is being taken away from them. And you and I have talked about this, is almost kind of in a funny way. Which is, you know, remember the first chapter of my book, Absolutes? Absolutely not. Because then you have right and wrong, huh? Can't have any of that, can we, right?
Can't have any of that. And you certainly can't have hope, because they don't have hope. They're miserable people who, and you know, I've really come to understand that phrase, misery loves company. They really can't stand it unless you're as miserable as they are. Rather than them getting help and understanding that they're miserable, they couch it in a way where it makes them sound like they're virtuous. I wear a mask because I care about people. I care about the earth because I care about animals. These people will walk over a dying child to save a dog. So
you're right. Listen, when I was a kid, I was asking somebody this today. I said, look, I grew up around guns. As I got older, I had guns. My cousin had guns. I had 16 cousins. We got in fights all the time. Not one time, and I've asked my cousin these questions, you ever in your mind thought about going home, getting dad's gun, and going back and shoot up the school? They all said, no. No, you know, why? Because we were allowed to blow off steam. You could beat the pulp out of each other in the playground, and then go have a dirty hot dog together. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
Right? But now it's kind of, oh, sorry, Johnny, you're not allowed to be upset. You're not allowed to be angry. You're not allowed to...
Right. Well, that speaks to another point that I didn't bring up, is they've been medicating boys for many, many years now.
Yeah.
Without knowing the outcome, just like vaccines. They don't know what the outcome of that crap is. So when boys were acting like boys, so these feminist teachers could, and I'm so generalizing here, folks, but I'm not. These teachers who couldn't handle males, and they've been telling, you know, learning that men are toxic and feminism is the thing. It was okay to start medicating our boys out of acting like boys. And
you
so now,
you take these boys, you take away their father, you sit them in front of a screen all day long. They come across porn easily on the phone.
Easily,
right?
in the home.
Yes. You give them this endless stream of content, so they don't have to use their brains at all. You don't give them any kind of moral formation. You don't give them anything of moral strength. No guidance, no companionship. Then you give them drugs because he might be a little off.
Don't forget, you got to tell them that they need to question their sexuality.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Okay. Well, then it would take me 20 minutes to get through that. So, I've locked the door.
Problem,
you can't go anywhere, so you have to be here at the top of the next hour.
Okay.
Be back in a minute, people.